Good morning. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. This is the Lyceum AI Daily. The dominant story this week is not a new model. It is a question nobody in Washington, Beijing, or Brussels has cleanly answered. Who actually controls the AI that already exists? Here is what that looks like in practice. The same administration that spent 6 months dismantling AI regulation just used export controls to cut off Anthropic's best models for non-US citizens. The order was so sweeping that Anthropic could only comply by suspending access for everyone, including Americans. No appeal process, no timeline, no legal scaffolding. What used to be a published framework is now discretionary enforcement, and that is harder to plan around than any formal regulation. Meanwhile, Samsung Electronics has rolled out ChatGPT Enterprise and Codex to roughly 270,000 employees worldwide. The consequential half is Codex, an agentic system that executes multi-step software tasks without a human approving each step. Samsung once banned ChatGPT internally after employees leaked proprietary chip designs through it in 2023. The company has now decided the productivity upside beats the data risk. On the hardware front, a senior Trump administration official has alleged that DeepSeek's latest model was trained on NVIDIA Blackwell chips despite export controls, with the chips reportedly routed through third countries and then shipped into a data center in Inner Mongolia. The deeper problem is that U.S. officials reportedly believe DeepSeek will scrub the technical indicators that would reveal which chips it used. That turns a smuggling story into a verification problem, and the entire export control framework rests on an honor system. The most important AI story right now is not a model release. It is the fight over who decides who can use the models that already exist. That is your The Lyceum AI Daily. See you next time.